every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, it used to be a case of, despite whatever happens in the economic soundness of a country, political stability wasn't necessarily the biggest issue when people looked at how to invest and where to invest. And, yeah, and investors have proved that regardless of the economic soundness of a particular nation, political stability is now becoming a crucial determinant of sentiment and consequently capital flows to that country. Just got to consider, of course, the effects of Nenegate, which massively impacted the rand, Brexit yesterday. Of course, the presidency of Donald Trump keeps battering South Africa's currency and even the emerging markets space as well. So how deep does the political, shall we say, interference run through the currency, especially South Africa's rand? Let's chat now to Bianca Buertas, who is Corporate Treasury Manager at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Bianca, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's clearly not just a South African phenomenon, it's clearly a global one too.
Good morning, Arabile, to you and the listeners. Yes, absolutely. We've seen in the past 2 years how politics has significantly impacted on how investors feel towards a specific country and how that impacts and how they invest in those specific underlying countries.
Yeah, and I guess being able to find the right fundamentals at that time, right, is actually quite significant or quite important when moving on. So even though South Africa is as fluid as it is when it comes to its global market space, the first sign of trouble certainly hurts the most as well, even if it's just serving, so to speak, as a proxy for the emerging market space.
Absolutely. I mean, South Africa is a very, as you said, fluid or liquid market, which makes it quite easy to buy and sell in the South African market. And that has its upside, but it also has its downside. So the moment there's a bit of political turmoil, whether that's on a local or global front, and there is a turn in sentiment which leads to a sell-off in riskier assets, South Africa is one of the first to actually take a beating because it's so easy to get out of our financial markets.
So how does one then differentiate between what is real and what is just political noise, so to speak? Because, you know, that happens quite a lot right now. And you know, should you be perhaps a little more patient to read through some of the data than just seeing the immediate moves that come about in the market?
Yes, I certainly think that you need to take a bit of a more medium to longer term view, especially if you are looking for a longer term investment. If you are just speculating and trading on the rapid volatility of the market, then you're going to take into consideration every single thing that's being said in the market. However, I think what you need to do to differentiate between what is relevant and what isn't really relevant is look at political events that could actually lead to policy changes.
So let's say this now. What happens now that, you know, the UK is certainly struggling to push through with its Brexit deal? There are various options. I'm going to put you on the spot and say, let's say they do get through with a deal on this front. Does that help South Africa's currency? Does that perhaps push back on the UK?
So obviously that will depend on how exactly this deal looks and how it's structured. I don't think anybody is expecting an easy exit. Because the EU will look to make an example of the UK to ensure that other EU-related nations don't follow. We've seen that Brexit hasn't been the best for the UK. We've seen a massive outflow of capital from the UK and also a slowdown in economic growth. And that in turn has bolstered the rand, because now you've got investors moving away from that developed market because of the risk associated to it and actually investing into emerging markets, which includes South Africa.
In local terms, in South Africa, you've had Jacob Zuma, Supra Mahumapelo, Tom Moyane, Nhlanhla Nene, and you've even had Malusi Gigaba of late, all of which have left Parliament or been members of Parliament or the ANC, etc. But that seemingly hasn't necessarily translated all the while into the best possible stance for the rand. Is that perhaps people looking a little deeper than just the headline story?
Absolutely. So even though the changes that we've seen in the governing party, especially under leadership of Cyril Ramaphosa, has definitely increased the positive sentiment towards South Africa, they still want to look at the numbers. So even though you've got a change in policy uncertainty that was prevalent under the Zuma regime, we now actually need to take those positive changes in terms of politics and translate that into numbers, which comes through in unemployment, economic growth, and that will actually lead to investors looking at South Africa as a potential investment haven.
Yeah, you also have to take a look into the future now, and obviously the local national elections will take place in May 2019, and that will be of keen interest. That and the ongoing trade war between the United States and China, as well as the knock-on effect on other emerging markets as well. Bianca Buertas, appreciate your time. Corporate Treasury Manager at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. 720, your traffic.